with Alan Kunze, and he's going to be part of the Tractor Trek in Fingal on Saturday. But before we get to that, let's talk about this W9 that has its 70th anniversary that we saw. Tell us a little bit about the history behind the purchase of that tractor, and you guys are keeping it in some great shape.
The W9 was purchased new by my grandfather, Joseph Kunze Jr. in Valley City in 1949 from Geisler Implement. I can remember it as a child on a farm. It was always a big thrill once you got about 12 years old when you could go out and drive the W9. About 1966, my grandpa sold it to Herman Wilkie north of town. Well, when you're 18, 19 years old, heirlooms don't mean much, but I knew where it was all the time. And then when Herman had his auction sale, I went up there and bought it back. The nice thing about it, it was in running order and the tin was all straight. And then I had AP equipment, Scott Putton, repaint it and fix it, do a little tinkering with it to get it to run. And when I got done, I gave it to my grandson, my oldest grandson, as his tractor. So he has his great-great-grandfather's tractor, which means a lot to him.
That's some great history, Alan. I know you were in the rally in the Valley Parade, and talk a little bit about the what you have to do to prepare for this tractor trek from Fingal to Catherine tomorrow.
Tractor and everything is in good shape. I've got my own truck and trailer, so about all I'll do is load it up in the morning and haul it down there and then go on the trek. I guess it's from Fingal to Nome to Catherine and back to Fingal again.
And then do you use some kind of a, I was going to say, awning on the tractor if it's too sunny, or sunglasses? Or what do you do for that?
Well, in the old days, you never even had umbrellas, so that's just the way it is. I can remember my dad's, the Super M that we have, my dad had an umbrella for it, but it was a lot of, kind of got in the way, so you never even bothered putting it on anymore. Now, of course, you get up and I'm 72 now, and you got to have a little protection with the sun with your eyes for dark glasses now.
Absolutely. Well, we wish you all the best in the tractor trek, and I know you're going to have fun, right, Alan?
The family knows that those tractors that I have, they're all purchased new by either my dad or granddad, and they know they mean quite a bit to me.
So how many, you have more than one, how many tractors do you have, classic tractors do you have?
I've got five of them. Got a Super M, two 806s, and a 1456, and they're all red ones, of course.
All from International or McCormick, right?
That's correct. And four of the five are all purchased new from Geisler Implement there in Valley City.
That's some great history to keep, and I hope your grandsons and generations can understand the importance of that and keep those heirlooms in the family. That would be great.
Oh, you bet. The grandkids have kind of laid, between the four of them, they've kind of laid claim to the tractors, which ones they want.
That's great to hear. Well, Alan, thanks for joining us today, and you have a great weekend, okay?
You betcha. Thank you.
You bet. Bye-bye.